Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 103. So in this episode, I want to talk about comparing yourself to others. I think that's a pretty simple concept. It's pretty universal. We all do it. We compare ourselves to our friends, to our coworkers, our bosses, random people we see on Instagram, celebrities and athletes we follow. We do it a lot. We all do it. And I think we could do it in a way that's positive and actually helps us, a way that can help us grow and create our own life. It doesn't always have to be a negative thing. You see all the articles online that says, you know, why you have to stop comparing yourself. I don't think that that's really the case. And I think there's a better mindset to have that could help you not only like enjoy it, but use it to also fuel yourself in a really good way. So that's what I'm going to talk about. Very excited to chat through it and my two cents on the subject. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. You're probably there browsing anyway, comparing yourself in the first place. So you may as well see what I'm about there. I do love chatting with you all. I always respond. Always appreciate the DMs and the shares of the podcast. And of course, on that note, it does mean the world to me if you're sharing the podcast. It makes my day when I get a note from someone says, hey, my friend sent me the podcast. I found you through my brother, sister, something like that. That means everything to me. So thanks for sharing. Again, the podcast is everywhere. iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, CastBox, everywhere. So keep sharing it. It really does mean the world to me. And also, I just wanted to throw out, since there are a lot of new listeners, I also run a daily email newsletter called Pursuit. It's the business I run. It's quite large at this point, close to 200,000 daily subscribers. So if you're into the kind of stuff I talk about here, but you want just a really short daily hit of it in a short digestible format, check it out. Pursuit, P-R-S-U-I-T. It's free. It's just a daily email that I write. And it's pretty cool stuff. So thanks a lot. I definitely appreciate you and want to get right into it. I was thinking about this idea and I was backing up a little bit. And, you know, here's something that I've come to realize about the world. And honestly, it kind of flies in the face of some of the advice I've given in past episodes. But, you know, hey, that's life. You live and learn. You grow. I've talked a lot about our tendency to compare ourselves with others, how this can be a source of frustration in my life and stress and makes me feel inadequate and falling behind and things like that. You know, I've talked about how we need to stop comparing ourselves. We need to stop comparing our behind the scenes with other people's highlight reels, that we need to recognize that half of what we see on social media is bullshit anyway, and that just in general, you know, we need to stop comparing ourselves. I've said that. I've said it a lot. And I think that certainly is true. We need to do our best to resist that urge. But I think at the same time, I've learned that it's going to happen. You're going to do it. We're human beings, you know, it's in our nature to compare. We're going to feel certain feelings about it. We're going to feel jealous or envious or frustrated. I think it's natural. I don't think we're ever going to get to a point, no matter how enlightened or confident you are, where you're not comparing yourself. You know, I still find myself doing it a lot, and I'm the guy telling you not to do it, right? So I'm not going to bullshit you. And I thought about this a lot, and I thought about our tendency to do it. So I wanted to give my two cents on this, because I've evolved my thoughts on it. You know, that if you're going to compare yourself, because you are, you know, I think there's a healthy way to do it, in a way where you can minimize those feelings of frustration and feeling less or like you're falling behind. And, you know, for this, like with most things that I talk about, I was inspired by something I saw on Instagram, which is very meta in this case. The very place that is such a source of frustration when it comes to comparison is what gave me this idea. But it was a quote, and I saw it, and it said the following. It said, "You can admire someone else's beauty without questioning your own." It said, "You can admire someone else's beauty without questioning your own." And I saw that, and I think that really captures what I've come to believe, that comparing yourself to others doesn't have to be some unhealthy self-loathing practice. It doesn't have to make you jealous. It doesn't have to make you feel bad. That doesn't have to make you question your self-worth or your ability. You know, it could be a really powerful and positive practice in your life. A lot of peace. You know, it can motivate. It can give you perspective. It can make you appreciate more of life. But most of all, I think it can be really freaking awesome and lead you to some pretty incredible personal breakthroughs if you do it right. And that's what I want to chat about in this episode. Short episode, just on this topic. But I'm excited to talk about it because I think the approach I've lived here, can help diminish a lot of stress in your life. You know, because think about how often you compare yourself with others, or at minimum, maybe you're a little bit more locked up on that, but you at least allow other people's timelines in life to influence your own. You know, your friends are getting new jobs, your friends are getting engaged, maybe they're moving cities, maybe they're starting families, maybe they're getting promoted, buying nice things, getting recognized, becoming famous, seeing them on TV, I don't know, whatever. You know, and then of course, then you've got the internet, people that you don't even know, not your friends, but you look at their lives and what they've accomplished, what they are accomplishing, and you compare yourself to them as well. You know, oh man, look how awesome their lives are. Look how much they travel. Look at the things they own. Look how happy they are. Look at all the cool shit they have and they do. You know, look how pretty she is, or how jacked he is, or look how successful he or she is. All that kind of stuff, right? You compare, I compare, we all compare, we all do it. And we do it a lot. I'd say at minimum, we do it unconsciously, but usually I think it's quite vivid in our minds. We know what we're thinking. We're feeling it. We're doing it, you know, but at the same time, it's like we're told to try to fight that. You know, the internet's filled with advice on how and why you should stop comparing yourself to others. Like literally, I looked it up. There's tens, hundreds of thousands of articles on why you should not compare yourself. And I agree. I don't think we should do that. But at the same time, I don't think that's really practical. You know, we're going to do it. So how can we do it right? It's very practical parenting, right? Oh, your kid's going to drink. You may as well have them do it responsibly, right? It's that kind of mentality here. You know, I'm as much as I've fought trying to compare, I still do it. So I've leaned into that and figured out a way, I think, to make it a positive practice in my life. And there's a couple things that I've learned about in regards to this. And the first is that I think we should celebrate the fact that we're comparing, celebrate what we're doing here. I think we should celebrate comparing ourselves, which again, flies in the face of what most people say, but I've got some things to back it up here. It's, in fact, there's this Buddhist teaching. We're going deep here. It's called mudita. And it's this idea that you can and you should get pleasure from delighting in other people's well-being, in their success, in their growth. You should get pleasure from comparing. Because it's this idea of mudita that then in turn can benefit you. And it's really cool. And the Dalai Lama calls this something, he calls it enlightened self-interest. Because if you can see yourself comparing yourself to others as a celebration, that in turn benefits you as a way to celebrate yourself and believe that you're worthy to have that success and that growth. And that's what he calls enlightened self-interest. But I take that idea and I've seen that idea and I've grown to kind of see my own habits mirror that a bit because I've replaced thoughts like, you know, what the fuck? When will it be my time to have that success? Or why is that person getting so lucky and I'm still hustling my face off? Or, you know, were they handed this? How did they get this? Why am I not at that stage? Why don't I not have that house, that wife, that seven-figure check, whatever? I've come to replace thoughts like that with simpler thoughts like, you know, oh, good for them. That's amazing. That's really cool. You know, they must have really earned that. Good for them. And seriously, that sounds hokey, but and it's not easy. It's taken a lot of self-control, but I have found that kind of flip-flop of language of thought process to be super, super helpful for me because, again, it's in line with what I've talked about in past episodes in regards to what I think is one of the keys to a happy life, which is just being kind. You know, when you celebrate rather than berate, when you congratulate, rather than question, you're being kind. Not necessarily outwardly to those people, but in your head, you're celebrating their success. And I really do think that that comes back around. Like it really does. Because, you know, when you have thoughts like, oh, that's great. Good for them. They deserve it. I'm glad they're happy. It's really cool to watch them grow. You're in turn, I think, you're believing that then you're worthy of those same things, of that same growth, of that same success. And I really believe that the more you do that, the more you transfer that belief to yourself, the more you're moving in the direction of achieving it for yourself. You know, that you too deserve those things, that you deserve them, that you're worthy of them. Maybe on a different timeline, but you're worthy of them nonetheless. And I know that sounds like a Hallmark greeting, but it's literally small tweaks like that that make a big difference, I found in my life. I don't know you, but I would tend to think that if you replace those negative, questioning, kind of jealous thoughts with more positive ones like that, that you can experience what I've experienced here, you know? And I've been practicing this idea for a while now, and it's really, I think the best way is it's calmed me, right? It's removed some of the anger, frustration that comes from comparing. You know, it warms me up. It makes me feel good about myself just as a freaking human, that I'm not a jealous human or an envious human or spiteful or anything like that. It feels good to project positive emotions from yourself. You know what I'm talking about, right? When you clap for someone else and you mean it. When you say congratulations and you mean it, it feels good, right? Maybe I'm thinking a little bit selfishly, but it feels good. So at minimum, take that. But I'm telling you, the more that I do this, the more that I have then come to believe that I deserve those things too. So yeah, I really have come to believe that. Maybe it's a combination of everything I talk about, big dick energy, confidence, self-esteem, my own talents, my own momentum. But I think it's this addition of mudita, if I'm saying it right, that really helps push it over the edge. I really do believe I'm worthy of those things. And it's become part of my subconscious and part of my everyday mindset. So I think that idea can really help you there. It's a small one, but it's had a big impact in my life. And you know what? Like, the more that I think about this, and the way that I've evolved my approach toward comparison, the more I've come to think that, you know, it's not about putting up with comparison. I actually think that you should compare yourself more often, that you shouldn't fight it at all right now in your life. And I did a quick search on Google of this, and I was like, I can't be the only one who says that you should compare more, not less. There's gotta be some people out there who say the same thing. And I looked it up, like why, I forget what I looked up, but it was like, why you should compare yourself more. And there was like two or three articles, and that was it. And then all the other ones were back to why you shouldn't. And then there was, you know, 1,000 pages on Google of articles on 10 reasons why you shouldn't compare yourself. So sometimes I think when it comes to life and advice, that I think we need to take a little step back and reconsider why we're doing what we're doing. You know, we don't have to listen to all the same advice all the time. We can decide for ourselves what's right for us. And in this case, I think through my own experience, at least, I've found that there's a lot of value in comparing yourself. And I think that you should do it more often. You should compare yourself more often, not less right now, more often. Do it. Because not only does it do what I just described with that idea of mudita, but it's also a great way to really figure your own shit out. I think that when you compare, you can grow to acknowledge the emotion you're feeling, even if it's a bad one, even if it's a self-disparaging one, and you can become vulnerable enough to acknowledge how it makes you feel. And that, you know, you can't grow to overcome that feeling unless you acknowledge it in the first place. And I think the more you compare, the more you get comfortable with admitting that. You know, you'll grow more comfortable with not pretending that it doesn't bother you, or that, you know, you should stop comparing because it's uncomfortable. You know, I think it's okay to compare more so you get more comfortable with that feeling so that you could acknowledge it and overcome it. And I think once you do that, that's when the magic happens. And that's why I think you should compare more. Because it's only when you compare more that you can really face those emotions head on. And when you do that, then you can start affirming your own values, your own worth, what you want out of life. It can lead you to affirm what you've got going for yourself right now. And that's everything, because it teaches you what matters to you. It helps you figure your own shit out. Because, you know, we're all in search of what matters to us, that what really matters to us, not just what we think, but what matters, but those things that actually do, like on a deep level, the things that matter in our head and in our heart. There's a line in Ryan Holiday's book, Ego, The Ego is the Enemy. Great book, short read, highly recommend it. In it, Ryan says like the following three sentences. He goes, stare at it until you can. Only then will you understand what matters and what doesn't. Only then can you say no. Can you opt out of stupid races that don't matter or even exist? Only then is it easy to ignore, quote, successful people, because most of the time they aren't, at least relative to you, and often even to themselves. And I think Ryan is the freaking man. Like, how great is that perspective, that you have to stare at it. You have to look at it. You have to soak it in. You know, I always joke with my friends that, hey, hey man, looking's for free, you know? But seriously, looking is for free. You know, it costs you nothing to look at it head on, but it gains you everything. I think the more you soak up those feelings when you're comparing, the more you look at what other people are doing and compare what they're doing to you, who they are to you, what they've accomplished to what you've accomplished, what they're pushing for versus you. The more you do that, the more you can come to understand what matters to you and what doesn't. What things you should ignore and what things that you should lean into. And I think that's super, super powerful. And that's the power of perspective. I talk about that a lot, in that you get to decide how to approach things like that. You can decide to approach it as a natural habit that drains you and that you just need to put up with, or you can approach it as something that you do to feel good, celebrate life, and in turn come to understand yourself fully. You can come to understand what matters to you, what's important to you. You can come to develop your own kind of North Star. You know, is it Suzy Q touting skinny green tea on Instagram? Is it Johnny whatever talking about dropping out of college and making $1 million overnight? You know, what is it that matters to you about them and guides you? You know, I don't think you can come to know that until you absorb more, until you compare more, until you stare it in the face. You know, I really believe that, like, right now in your life, if you're feeling lost or unsure, or even if you're at a stage where you're happy and you're just really energized because of the opportunity you feel is open to you in life, then I think you should compare yourself away. Looking's for free. Compare yourself with anyone and everyone. Really, like, really do it. Really study those people. Really look at them deeply and come to realize that what you should be looking for to get from that comparison isn't a roadmap to mirror or mimic or something about their success to follow, but rather you should use it as a means to discover what it means for you, for your character, for who you are as a person. Do you want Susie's success because she's got a lot of followers and she sells skinny green tea because she makes money touting those products because it seems like she's always on vacation? Or, you know, can you learn something deeper about yourself from that comparison, that maybe you're drawn to her optimistic personality, the way that she communicates, that, you know, her dedication is inspiring to you, that she gives back, makes a positive impact with her followers? You know, look at that. Think about that for yourself. Use that to fuel how you envision your character, that you can compare yourself to fuel your own desire to be more optimistic, more dedicated to creating your own life. That's the type of mindset shift, I think, that is healthy. Does that make sense? I think, you know, through that, you can really mature. You know, I look at my life and I can list so many things that I used to compare in my life. I can literally list them and the feelings that I associated with them. You know, comparing how much money I made versus them, you know, it made me feel inadequate, that I was falling behind. Looks, physical, that wasn't good looking enough, that I was busted, that wasn't strong enough. Everyone else was bigger and stronger and faster. Looked at some of the writers and podcasters and entrepreneurs that I follow. They were all more talented, more creative, more innovative than me. And, you know, I was falling behind and I would never catch up to their success. On and on and on. But, you know, I learned through that process. You know, yeah, it's cool to set goals, to make more money, to be stronger, to be better looking or something. But what I really learned was that by looking at those comparisons in the face and doing it more often, spending time on Instagram and YouTube and watching and listening to those people, it taught me that, you know, frankly, I didn't give a shit about falling behind. I didn't, you know, care about the money, not having as much money as they did or being as good looking as they were. You know, it taught me that what I do care about and what I'm rightfully motivated by is that of wasted potential. You know, that's what I learned that I care about. You know, my feelings of jealousy, of being slighted, of falling behind, they evolved to what I think is a healthy amount of energy and motivation to not have my talents be wasted, to not let my potential just sit there. And I think that's plenty healthy. And that's derived from comparing. I just shifted the sentiment. I shifted it from negative to positive. And I'd really try to encourage you to shift your mindset this way, one where you celebrate other people's growth and then you adjust your mindset to use your natural tendency to compare yourself to help yourself grow in turn. To me, that's a win-win, you know, and you'll be happy, you'll be energetic throughout. So that's it. I'm going to end it right there. I wanted to make this one kind of short and sweet. Hope you found this valuable. If you did, you could do me a favor of sharing, maybe just with one other person. Text it someone else, share it, DM it, whatever you got to do. That would mean the world to me. Thank you so much. So until next episode, I'm out.